The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome back to Walkthrough for 2025, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Sony digs into the old intellectual property bucket for a bunch of video game adaptations. Lenovo will launch the first third-party SteamOS handheld, and Nintendo speaks about all these Switch leaks. Here is the news for Sunday, 12th of January. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
We really are heading into the age of video game adaptations, with more announced at the recent CES 2025 press conference. Due to be released in 2027 is a Ghost of Tsushima anime coming from Crunchyroll and PlayStation Productions, and it will be based on Ghost of Tsushima Legends, which is the co-op multiplayer mode of that game. Takanobu Mizuno will be directing the series, with the animation being done by Kamikaze Douga, the studio behind Batman Ninja and Star Wars Visions. It's not the only Ghost of Tsushima adaptation in the works, as Sony Pictures is also doing a movie, and Chad Stahelski, director of the John Wick film series, is attached to direct that project.
The team at Sony revealed that Sony Pictures is currently working on a Helldivers 2 film, and Columbia Pictures and PlayStation Productions are working on a Horizon Zero Dawn movie. We don't know much about the Helldivers film, but for Horizon Zero Dawn, it will be similar to the game, focusing on the main character Aloy's origin story. With Helldivers 2 being a fun co-op game that it is, it'll be interesting to see how they're able to bring that to the big screen.
I could probably guess how they'll bring that to the big screen. I would say just go and watch Starship Troopers and they'll probably give you a pretty good idea.
Lenovo is soon set to become the first company besides Valve to have a Steam OS on its handheld. Lenovo Legion Go S will be released in May with Steam OS instead of Windows and will be cheaper than the Steam Deck with its price of $499. So it will definitely be a rival to Valve's handheld. The new console will have sculpted grip, 55 watt hour battery, 15 gigabytes of RAM, a 512 gigabyte storage, and it will be one of the few handhelds to offer a 120 hertz refresh rate screen.
Interestingly, there's also a version of the Legion Go S, but with Windows instead, and that one's already available now. There are a few differences with that one. First off, the price point is a bit higher at $730, and it'll have 32 gigabytes of RAM and 1 terabyte of storage. And there's another Windows version at a $600 price point with 16 gigabytes and 1 terabyte of storage. Looks like Lenovo is going slow with its SteamOS experiment, but when it comes out in May, we will get the real feedback from the gamers. And Valve said that they're getting ready to release SteamOS more broadly too. So expect a few more announcements this year, I'd say. And in other handheld news, Acer announced their Nitro Blaze 11 at the CES 2025 conference. And I don't know when laptops became handhelds, because that's what this is. It has a massive 11-inch display, two USB-C ports, removable controllers, built-in kickstand, micro SD card slot, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and up to 2 terabytes of SSD storage. It is huge and looks dumb, and the name is dumb.
The price point is about $1,100, and honestly, I'm so curious to see how many people will actually buy this. I think I might just stick to my Switch and my new gaming PC. So give this one a Google so you can see what the behemoth looks like.
Unless you're too embarrassed to Google the words Nitro Blaze 11, because honestly, I don't even enjoy saying it out loud.
Literally, the price of that is like half of what my PC costs.
But it looks like what a kid looks like when they've been given a giant iPad.
I was just thinking that. Ninja and Samurai fans, Assassin's Creed Shadows has been delayed again. Originally scheduled for release in November last year, it has already been delayed once and now will launch on the 20th of March.
Interestingly, it doesn't seem to be entirely related to the game itself. A statement from Ubisoft said the 1 month delay was about repositioning the studio and improving profitability. Sounds like they are shaping up to be bought out in some capacity, which is the biggest story we've been reporting on for the last couple months. Look forward to our review of Assassin's Creed when it finally launches in March. And finally, let's talk Switch 2. Hardware leaks continued over the summer. There were accessory manufacturers showing off their mock-ups at CES, and a new Joy-Con model appeared in a clear photo with a working serial number on Nintendo's warranty site. Still no games at all, but it seems like we're racing towards seeing the full retail unboxing any day now.
Nintendo, for their part, has come out and released a statement which says not much, really, speaking to Japanese newspaper The Sankei Shimbun. Regarding the images and videos, they are not official. Yeah, mate, we know that. They've been leakier than a rusty sieve.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 16th is Aloft, a co-op sandbox survival game set in a stunning world of floating islands where you and your friends are tasked with building skyships and exploring the unknown. That's out exclusive to PC on the 16th.
Also out exclusive to PC on the 16th is Assetto Corso Evo, the hyper-realistic racing sim for the real car nerds out there. This game is visually insane and way beyond my driving expertise, but it's definitely one to check out if this is your go-to genre.
Next up, we have Donkey Kong Country Returns HD, the latest nostalgic HD remake by Nintendo. It's somehow been 15 years since the original release on Wii, and in true Nintendo fashion, this HD remake looks really great. You can grab it on the Switch this Thursday.
And lastly, Dynasty Warriors Origins is out this Friday. Hack and slash your way through hordes of Chinese warriors whilst also commanding an army through tactical combat. That's coming to PC, Xbox Series S and X, and PlayStation 5 on the 17th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walk You by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Did you check out our big 2024 Game of the Year episode last year? We wrapped all our favourite games and there is a real mix of titles, so you'll find plenty here to enjoy. Maybe pick up a good game on a sale. Search for Drop Rate and Sifter on your favourite podcast player for the audio version. Head to Sifter YouTube page for the video or find a nice write-up on our website, sifter.com.au. That address again is sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Loeb and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Slaughter Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.